Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 29th of March, recording at 9:29, and that's British Summer Time. So, what about the highlights here today? Well, it was an interesting day. We had some steady action in the Asian markets, particularly the China region, with the China A-share taking out a lower high, I beg your pardon, taking out a recent high. The European markets were quietly steady, with the exception of Stockholm, Sweden, which is down just a negligible, almost unchanged. The Americas saw some reasonable gains. We've got Brazil back up close to the 70,000 level. It's near the higher side of its range. Mexico and Canada strong. And the U.S. with gains on an average of, say, half of 1% to the upside. Again, it was a quiet day, but steady overall. Elsewhere, the U.S. dollar is weaker today. The euro is pushed back up to 134.78 as I speak. The Australian dollar has been strong. That's at 91.74, up 133. And what else? Did even poor old sterling rally? I'm sure it must have, yes. Up at 149.83 against the dollar. Now the yen dollar is about unchanged. The dollar had been a little higher against the yen, but has slipped back. The bigger action on the day, though, and we've had some stunning performances in the commodity markets. Probably best of all, or biggest of all, is copper, which surged today. There was an earthquake in Chile, although I don't think that it was a major one. But at any rate, copper is trading at 354. Now that'll be a new closing high for this move, although it's just a fraction below an intraday high. When I say this move, I'm talking about the recovery from December 2008. And precious metals, quite a strong day by palladium, which is back up near the higher side of its range once again. Platinum up at 1632, that's up over 31. Gold gave up some of its gains, but it's still up $3 at 1110. And silver was strong, up nearly half a cent. Up nearly half a dollar, I should say. Now, also, we had crude oil. That's quite important. Up $2.42 as I speak, although natural gas continues to drift lower. And soybeans had a good bounce. Coffee was also strong. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, they remain remarkably steady. And those that have been rising, and that includes almost all of them, have been showing these quietly ranging consolidations within the upward trend, which is well supported by the 4 or 5 month trading ranges evident beneath today's prices. Now, I don't need to say much more about that because I reviewed it extensively on Friday and also on Thursday, I believe. But it's good action. It's consistent with a bull market in every respect. And the U.S. lead, the Wall Street leash effect, which is so important given the shadow that it's capable of casting over all markets, remains very positive. We do have a short-term overbought condition, so at some point we will see a few downward dynamics and these markets will spill over into a consolidation. I don't think we'll see another correction, towards the rising 200-day moving averages anytime soon, in other words, not in the next few weeks. I think that's quite unlikely. I don't see the catalyst unless some exogenous shock emerges. Instead, what we're getting is confirmation on the upside. I think China's move, the China A share move today, is significant. Now, you remember, China A shares had that quite impressive upside key day reversal back on the 3rd of February, and subsequently, there's been a progression of slightly higher reaction lows within a range, which has been fairly quiet, but it has had a slight upward bias. And today, China pushed up out of that range. Now, it's got a long way to go to test the peaks up at the higher side of a much broader range, but it seems to have stopped the rot. And interestingly, it has occurred at a time when there has been so much bearish comment on China. We are deluged in bearish comment on China. And I regard the numbers game as a contrary indicator. So you really do have to beat the bushes for a bullish view on China. Well, don't beat the current bush too hard because I'm a bull, and I'll give the upside the benefit of the doubt as long as that February 3rd key holds. Okay. What else to mention in here? India banks new all-time high. That's very positive, and the Sensex index and the Nifty 50 in India are also testing their highs. It looks like we could get a break up out of that range. Although Reliance Industries, which has been in discussion, under discussion in the email section of comment, was last week at any rate, and was down here today, once again being a drag on the overall index. That's an important one, as I mentioned before, because it's the biggest weighting in the Indian stock market and also in many of the Indian funds, and it's an underperformer. What else to mention here? The precious metals. Platinum's lead is, I beg your pardon, I said platinum, it's palladium's. Palladium's lead has been well established since palladium started to recover in January of 2009. It soon moved into a leadership position, and we've commented on it a lot. Even though we haven't participated in it, that's largely due to spreads on my part. But and indeed, I clearly should have participated in the Palladium, but I digress. We identified it early on as the leader. That's easy to do. But what we do know is, because you're just on relative strength basis. But what we do know is that the leaders for a sector tend to lead in both directions. And it makes sense that that would happen if you think about it. Now, precious metals have been struggling recently. That has been a concern. It's caused a steady increase in sort of cautious to bearish comments on gold to come out from various research departments, and it is also called the gold bug, caused the gold bug industry to make lots of alarmist noises about titanium covered gold bars and Ponzi schemes in various supposedly gold bullion funds, so on. I take it all with a grain of salt, but the bottom line here is that palladium is pushed back up to the higher side of its region, and it will need to take out a recent low here to offset the scope of further upward break. I'm illustrating the chart today, so you'll be able to see that level when I post comment of the day. The whole sector has firmed up. Copper, which had lost momentum after a $3 gain, it's not surprising that it would give some of that back, but it's firmed again, very steady in here at 1742 as I speak. So, this is not bad action here at all. Gold, though, the big move that it needs, it still needs to get up above that $1,150 level, but it wouldn't take more than 2 or 3 good days on the upside to do that. And I would give the upside the benefit of the doubt. Crude oil is still steady in here near the higher side of its overall range. I suspect that there's a fair amount of speculation going on in that market. And what I should mention in the context of all these is that people are pretty bullish of the US dollar, which means that they are pretty long of the US dollar. And I see the chart, and I don't want to stand in the way of the chart action, but I'm hard pressed to think of many reasons why the US dollar should go surging higher in here. It's not as if the US economy has any sort of outstanding strength. It's not as if there is a supply shortage of dollars circulating around in the system. It's not as if it's not a case of the US monetary authorities wanting a firmer dollar. I think it's just been a straight momentum play here all along. Now, we have had the very bad news coming out of Euroland and also the UK, but those are not the those moves downwards that we've seen in the euro and the UK have not been replicated by a host of other currencies, and certainly not by the commodity currencies generally, which have really been quite firm. For instance, the US dollar slipping to another new low against the Mexican peso in here today. That's just one of many. The Aussie dollar is steady in here, albeit range bound, as I mentioned before. So I don't feel myself that there's a compelling argument for a further move to the upside in the US dollar, and I just wonder if some money isn't beginning to hedge dollar long positions with some precious metals longs in here right now. Certainly, if the dollar were to weaken, that would almost certainly boost not only precious metals, but the commodity sector generally, in my opinion. Okay, what else to mention? That grain and bean complex, I mentioned the soybean rally, they do look as if they're base building. But that's been the case for really quite some time, and I don't see any indication that those bases are about to be completed. And I think that's pretty much it, covering all the bases that I wanted to touch in this review. So, all the best to all of you.